KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies in Atlantic, and it's 37 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 58, winds south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. There will be a high wind warning in effect from noon tomorrow until midnight Wednesday for most of the KJAN listening area. And there is also a fire weather watch in effect from noon tomorrow until 9 p.m. Wednesday for the extreme west and southwest counties of our listening area. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Topping area news, firefighters from Malvern and at least a dozen other area departments were on the scene until just before midnight Monday, battling a large structure fire in Malvern. The call about a blaze at the Mulholland Grocery at 409 Main Street in Malvern was sent out around 5:45 p.m. According to reports, employees noticed the fire and tried to put it out with extinguishers, but it became too much to handle. After Malvern Fire arrived on the scene, they quickly requested Red Oak's ladder truck and one other ladder in addition to the departments and personnel on hand. Additional tanker support was being provided by crews from Hastings, Silver City, Glenwood, Macedonia, Carson, and Sydney. Henderson, Randolph, Shenandoah, and Oak Township Fire were also on the scene. Pacific Junction brought their tanker along with another tanker with 5,000 gallons of water. Firefighters fought in a defensive mode last night, trying to prevent the flames from spreading to adjacent buildings, and by all reports, they were successful. Authorities confirmed at 7:30 p.m., though, that the roof and second floor of the structure had collapsed. Crews were evacuated from the roof at 7:15 when the danger of collapse became imminent. Crews were also attempting to slow down the amount of water being used from hydrants to lessen the strain on the city's water system. They had to truck in water from several miles away. There were no injuries reported. Malvern Grocery, by the way, is a fourth-generation full-service grocery store specializing in premium quality meats, homemade fresh and smoked sausages, and other homemade items. Sheriff's officials in Mills County Monday said three people were arrested over the past few days. Saturday afternoon, 41-year-old Justin Dean Miller of Lenox had been arrested for OWI third offense, driving while revoked and operating a vehicle without the ignition interlock. His bond was set at $6,300. Friday afternoon, 31-year-old Heather Renee Plum of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for theft in the third degree. Her bond was set at $2,000. Just before noon on Friday, 35-year-old Brett Michael Cascio of Malvern was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said also 35-year-old Aaron Noskable of Glenwood was injured just before 6 a.m. Saturday when his Dodge hit a patch of ice on Barris Road in Mills County. The vehicle went out of control and rolled into the north ditch. The truck came to rest and then rolled down the embankment again. Noskable suffered minor injuries and was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Silver City Rescue. Authorities said also there were no injuries reported following a rollover accident a little after 5 a.m. Saturday. A vehicle driven by 59-year-old Vincent Salerno, Pacific Junction, was traveling south on 195th Street when the vehicle went out of control due to the slick road conditions. It entered the east ditch before rolling over and coming to rest. Red Oak police report 29-year-old Amanda Joy Williams of Red Oak was arrested at around 3:50 p.m. Monday. Williams was taken into custody in the 300 block of West 4th Street for disorderly conduct. She was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Red Oak police report also the arrest late Monday morning of 50-year-old Sally Mae Peterson from Red Oak. She was taken into custody at 606 Riverview Drive and charges of trespassing and interference with official acts. Her bond was set at $300. Elsewhere in state news, a former Eastern Iowa postal employee who took hundreds of thousands of dollars in checks from the mail will spend more than 2 years in a federal prison. 38-year-old Amy Jurisic worked at the Dubuque Post Office and pleaded guilty in June to one count of mail theft. Evidence at her hearing showed that between June of 2017 through at least October 2018, Jurisic stole more than 60 pieces of mail that contained $650,000 worth of checks. She gave the checks to a person in Chicago who would attempt to deposit them into various bank accounts. About $62,000 worth of checks were actually deposited into the bank accounts. Jurisic was sentenced to 33 months in prison and ordered to pay back the $62,000. An inmate at the Fort Des Moines Men's Correctional Center failed to return to the facility from work release as required on Sunday. Authorities said 34-year-old Nicholas Dwayne Gerald Stone, who had been convicted of domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense in Polk County, is about 5 feet 11 inches tall and he weighs 282 pounds. Stone was admitted to the work release facility on October 1st. You can see his picture in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact their local police. And the murder trial for a man accused of killing a woman and her two children began Monday, 1 week after a jury failed to reach a verdict in his first trial earlier this year. According to reports, the trial for Marvin Escobar Lopez began Monday. He's also known to federal immigration authorities as Marvin Escobar Orellana. He's charged with three counts of first-degree murder in the 2019 deaths of 29-year-old Rosabeth Flores Rodriguez, 11-year-old Gracia Daniela Alvarado Flores, and 5-year-old Ever Jose Maia Flores. His first trial ended in mistrial after the jury said they were unable to reach a verdict on the killing of Flores Rodriguez, but not for the children. That's a check of news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.